Thursday, the 16th of September, Ches Tishrei. We are grateful to Rabbi Shlomo, to Rabbi Leibishheller, who is studying for Rabbi Shlomo Bahi, who is indisposed due to ill health. Rabbi Leibishheller, Teshuvah.
Rabbi Yisrael, my apologies for anybody who came here especially to hear of Shlomo Farshi. I am not Shlomo Farshi. Let me clarify that. But we have something in common. What do we have in common?
Not the beard.
What? Not the beard. Not the beard. Not the background. He's a Chalabi that went through Litha. I am a Galiciane that made it to Chabad. What do we have in common? What do we have in common? We're both trying to teach the English people how to speak English. Very unsuccessfully. The truth is, we have a lot in common. Because sof kol sof, Am Yisrael is one, we have the same genes. The specifics are a distraction from the commonality. Commonality is a unifying factor. Klal Yisrael is the same. A yid is a yid no matter where he started, where he ended, and how he developed. Rabbi Yisai, the discussion today is on tshuva and Yom Kippur, as a hachana for Yom Kippur. Everybody looks for Eitzes. Eitzes is a serious situation. So Yom Adin, the Gemar of the Chasima, and we want it to be Toiva. So what's the Eitzah? What's the solution? So I want to share with you, first of all, a pshat as an opener. There's a pasuk. You all know the pasuk. The pasuk says, Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu ki lo yicholu rachamov. Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu ki lo yicholu rachamov. What's the taich in the pasuk? How do you taich the words? The chasodim of Hashem are lo yitamnu, they don't finish. Ki lo yicholu rachamov, his rachamim are unlimited. Chanun amar belisloyach, Rabbi Shalom is soyloyach again and again. Every human being, even the most tolerant person, has a limit. You know, you punch someone in the face, you ask him for mechila, he'll be moichli. You punch him a second time, he'll be moichli. You punch him a third time, if he has the savlonus of Hillel, he's an amnesin like Hillel, but if you punch him 1,000 times, by the 1,001st is a shir. But we make a bracha. We make a bracha and we say b'shem u'malchus that the Ribbono Shel Olam is marbel isloyah, that slicha is available notwithstanding and irrespective of how many times the transgression happened in the past. If at this moment it's sincere, he's tzeleach. That's we know. And this is what the pasuk is saying. Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu, the Ribbono Shel Olam's chesed is not limited. Human chesed, it would seem, is always, there's always a gvul. There's a limit beyond which the human condition cannot allow itself to extend itself further. You can't. You can stretch a person, and some people can be stretched to a very, very far degree, but at some point it will be tamnu. And the same is with rachamim. There will be a kiloy into the rachamim, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is chazdei Hashem, kiloy samnu, kiloy cholu rachamim. That's what the pasuk says. But I want to share with you a different pshat, a pshat al pi sod. And it's important to understand that sod is the chelik of Torah. This pshat, lem, is rishon sod. We need to know our limits, and when it comes to sod, you can't make up sod. Sod has to say in the Rishonim or the Gdela Achrayim. Yeah, in pshat, somebody could be matzia a pshat. Al pisod maybe remoz in gematrios, but a pshat of pisod has to be the Kabbalah, and that's why it's called Kabbalah. So I want to share with you a pshat, and the pshat actually begins with a diuk in oilam pshat, not in oilam asod. If you medayik al pidiktuk, it shouldn't have said ki loy samnu. It should have said ki loy tsamu or loy tamu. What does loy tsamnu mean? Chazdei Hashem ki loy tamu. Hashem chasodim loy tamu. Tamnu seems to imply that we are not tam. Steht in Zohar Rabbi Yisai that is chesed ve is chesed. There are two dargis in chesed. There are two ifanim of chesed. There are two levels of chesed. There are two existentially different types of chesed. There's a chesed dilah, and there's a chesed tata. There's a chesed that has gvul, and there's a chesed that has no gvul. There's a chesed that has gvul, and there's a chesed that has no gvul. The human chesed that is normally, under normal circumstances, expected from a yid, is chesed with a gvul. There's a shir in Hilchot Stoket. There's a shir ad choymesh. Ad choymesh. There's a din of chayecha koydin. There are shiurim. You have to have chesed. You have to do chesed. But there's a limit. The chesed has limits. Chasdei Hashem has no limits. So pshat is like this, Rabbi Yisrael. And the pshat I'm going to tell you now is a pshat that is written, that was written by Baal HaTanya in a igeres that he sent to Yidden in Russia when he was soliciting them for tzedakah. And he says to them, I know that your resources are so limited that whatever I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask you for one kopek, it's going to be more than a chaymush. And the kashi you're going to ask is, how can I ask you to give tzedakah more than a chaymush? It was for Yoshua Eretz Yisrael. He had a kupa in Russia to collect money for Yoshua Eretz Yisrael, which is one of the reasons why he was arrested, because of the Malshinus, because the Turks were ruling Russia, and they said that he's sending money to the Turks to support them against the Tsar. But he says to them, so first of all, Chayach HaKoydmin, he says, doesn't apply. Chayach HaKoydmin is only if you have the last piece of bread, the Kitin Shomayim, and only one is going to survive. But if you have two pieces of bread, and the other person has nothing, there's no Chayach HaKoydmin. That he says elsewhere. But he says, what's pshat? I'm asking Yidden to give more than a chaymush. We're not talking about people who have savings or have bank accounts. I'm sending a guy with stock. I'm telling you to give him a kopke, a ruble. You only have your weekly savings of 2 rubles. I'm asking you to give away a ruble. It's more than a chaymush. It's more than a chaymush. So he tells them, Rabbi Isai, you're making a mistake. And he says, a gvaldike pshat. And Taichi Zanayin, in this pasuk, Chazdei Hashem ki leisamnu. And what I want to share with you today is that I found a mocker for this pshat, I think, in the Rambam. But he says like this. He says that there's chesed al tzaddin in hilchos tzedakah. Al tzaddin in hilchos tzedakah. There's a limit. There's ad chaymesh and not more than a chaymesh. And we make up rules. You feel chesed, you feel less chesed. You have to follow the Torah. The Torah says don't give more than a chaymesh. But he says there's another din in chesed and giving tzedakah. And that is not a din in hilchos tzedakah as such. That's a din in kaparas avonos. He brings down from the Arizal that the Arizal writes that every oven in a bichet, there's a shear of how many tanesim. Abaisa, if you even look, begin to see in Kisvei Ari, how many tanesim you have to be tzom for being in kas for one moment. Or for being, even on minor things, but we consider to be minor things. Abaisa, you can close all the restaurants and go to Green. You can be fasting between now, you'll outdo the Ramadan, because you'll go 12 months of Ramadan every year. Could fast me your whole life. He says, we don't have the koyach, so chatoecho b'tzedakah froik, you have to give tzedakah to be paid these tanesim. You have to give tzedakah to be paid these tanesim. So he says, loigora tikun ha-nefesh mitikun ha-guf. If somebody goes to a doctor, he asks, do they ask, am I paying, am I spending on my medical bills, chaymesh or more than a chaymesh? Going to a doctor, that's your personal need. That's your personal need. You're not going here to do a chesed with someone. There's a din v'nishmart, and you have to look after your goof and protect it. No, for your personal goof, the Torah allows you. It's also not your personal need. It's takia din. You have to do it because the Torah says so. But in this din, the Torah says you can spend everything and kol asher le'ish yitem ba'ad nafshei. To save one's life, you would give every last penny that you have. So he says, le'gara refuas ha'nefesh mirefuas ha'guf. If you're giving tzedakah today, if you are not bitimimus, if you are not bishleimus, either because you were never poigim and you were never chayte, or because you did all of the taniyos that the Arizal requires from you, then he says you have a shir ad chaymish. But being as it is, he writes to this tzibur that I don't suspect that anyone is on that level of shleimus, so therefore you have to have stokeh bli shir. And he says, this is the avoida, and this is the tikkun, and this is the derech, and this is the tshuva to give tzedakah and tzedakah and tzedakah and more tzedakah. And he says, that's why I'm sending a shadar to collect money, a shluchad rabbonim, and I'm telling you clearly, not just a heter, but I'm telling you should give, and you have to give more than a chaymish. And this is what he ties into the pasuk. Chasdei Hashem. When does a person have to go with Chasdei Hashem, which is the higher level of Chesed that the Zohar talks about? Is Chesed, is Chesed. Chasdei Hashem means that you're following the Ribbono Shel Olam's level of Chesed, which is you're going to behave in a Chesed of bleak bull. Ki lo tamnu, because we are not tam. The dinim of tzedakah having a shear and a gvul is only to be applied to someone who is tam. Someone who is not tam, if loy tamnu, then you have to go to Chasdei Hashem. And it's more than a chaymish. And that's what he writes. Halacha l'mayis, that's what he writes. He says, forget about chomesh. Forget about chomesh. This is tzedakah nowadays. It's not just a kiyum of mitzvah tzedakah. It's a tikkun. And everybody needs that tikkun. And you should give more than a chomesh. So I always say, it's a pshat. It's a pshat, of course. And he says a svara. Aber who's the mocker of them? Where do you find such a thing? Where do we see this? So I saw this year, it's a Rambam. It's a Rambam, Rabbi said. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, Midarkei HaTshuva. Hey, there is a lot of different Lashonis and Agdoros over here, Tshuva Gemura and Darkei HaTshuva, Midarkei HaTshuva, that's not necessarily, from the Rambam's point of view, a component that's Ma'akev in Mitzvah Tshuva. Yeah? But there's Darkei HaTshuva. In other words, if somebody's not going to do all the tikkunim that Arizal said, he could still be considered about tshuva, and like the Rambam says, maskirim adin, it doesn't mean he was masakin everything with his ova. But tshuva he did. And there are higher levels. So the Rambam writes, midarkei tshuva liyis hashov tzoyek tomid lifnei Hashem bebechi ubetachanunim. Yeah, there's also that makif. Tshuva is vidui charot elava kabbalah losim. But darkei tshuva is to be tzoyek tomid bebechi ubetachanunim. Says the Rambam, "Voice et zdoko kifi koichoi, umisrachik harbe min adav shechotabo yimashan shmoi," and so on. What's the voice et zdoko kifi koichoi? What does it mean over here? Voice et zdoko kifi koichoi. What do you mean kifi koichoi? Zdoko kifi shir shet shiru chachamig, like the Torah says. He has to give zdoko like a chaynish. Kifi koichoi. Is the territory of Abay Sai. It seems to me that the Rambam over here is saying not a din ilchis tzedakah, he's saying a din ilchis tshuva. In ilchis tzedakah, you're right. In ilchis tzedakah, it's takashir of chomesh. But in ilchis tshuva, it's kefi koichoi. As much as you can possibly give. As much as you can bring yourself to give. It's kefi koichoi. As much as you're capable of giving. Within reason, within normalcy, you should still be able to survive. But if you're going beyond the chaymesh, no, kefi koichoi, if it's outside din in hilchas tshuva, in hilchas tzedakah, you don't find such a lot of kefi koichoi. In hilchas tshuva, the Rambam writes, and the derech of a bal tshuva is nois in tzedakah kefi koichoi. This is, or whether or not it's the pshat in the Rambam, but clearly, this is a very important yesoid, that tzedakah is the means. Tzedakah is the means for kapara, tzedakah is the means for tikkun. For tikkun. Because now we don't have the koyach to fast like the Arizal says. It's not possible. And if it's gereya from your other avodas Hashem, if you're not going to learn more, if you're going to learn with less clarity, you're not even allowed to fast. So you're really not, you don't have a choice. Willing to fast the amount that the Arizal wants you to fast, you can close shop. Whatever your other avodah requires will certainly be compromised. So the solution is chatoecha b'tzedaka freik. Rabbi Zai, I want to share one additional ha'ora in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that what is a baal tshuva? A baal tshuva is someone who mahi hatshuva, who mahi hatshuva. What is tshuva? Who sheyazov hachoite chetoi, that the chayte should leave his chet. V'yasirenu mimachshavtoi. I understand means the sometimes you still hold on to it. You still either don't regret the fact that you've done it in the past, so you're happy for this to be part of your history, but also you might refer back to it. Yasirenu mimachshavtoi. V'yigmor b'libo yishlo yaseyu oit. Shneimer yazev rosha darkoi. V'yishoven machshevoisov. Rambam is medayik. It's not enough to be oizev the maisa chet. You have to be oizev the derech that brought you to the chet. It has to be something that's not in your machshava, something that's so uprooted that you would never entertain it. And he goes on and says, the yoid olav yoideya ta'alumois sheleyoshuv lezeh hachet le'oilam. In order for tshuva to qualify as tshuva, yoideya ta'alumois is a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam, has to be made sheleyoshuv lezeh hachet le'oilam. Now these are very harsh words, because Oy Bazoi, who's ever done tshuva?
Nobody.
You have charat on Lashon Hara. You have charat on Lashon Hara. You could be made, can anybody be made, but you're not going to be Yashuv Loyal? It's likely almost that you could be made that you will. You will, you'll be Nichshel again. The Gemara says, these are things that, you know the Mitzel Mehem. Or even bigger, or even less unavoidable things. There are people who can't be made that they're never going to be over. But more so, there's a steer in the Rambam itself. There's a Rambam Hilchas Gedushin. Famous Rambam Hilchas Gedushin, where the Rambam writes that if somebody was Mekadosh Isha, Almanas Shani Tzadik Gomor. Almanas Shani Tzadik Gomor. And he has a history and a reputation of being not only not a Tzadik Gomor, but being a Rosh Gomor. So she's Mekadosh Misafik. Why is she Mekadosh Misafik? Shema Hire Tshuva Beliboy. And you don't know. And Tshuva, if we learn from here, you saw it could be in one moment, in an instant, a person can be nafach from a Rosh Gomor to a Tzadik Gomor, and it happens in his mind, and nobody would know the difference. She wants to marry a Koyin, and she has to take a get misafik. I have an Eitzah for her. Let her get a private investigator. And if you see tomorrow that the person is Choyte, then he gloy milsalim afreya that the tshuva was not a tshuva, because the definition of tshuva is yoyed al v'yedeh atalum ashele yoshel l'kisloid. You don't know when the yoshel l'kisloid, therefore you have to consider yourself a mekadesh at this moment. But if it should be discovered that, in fact, in actuality, the next day he went out and he was chayzer u'peshaya and the very things for which he was considered a rosh gomor, so he gloy milsalim the tshuva was not a tshuva. So to see it in the Rambam, what's pshat? Rabbi Yisai, Pshat is important, and like you're saying, L'chayra, this Rambam is lohi niach mokoim for any of us to ever be mekayim mitzvos tshuva. Rabbi Yisai, the Rambam doesn't write yoid olov yodeya asidois. What does the Rambam write? Yoid olov yodeya talumois. It's an interesting lashon. Why talumois? What's the difference between talumois and asidois? If you're going to be chayte tomorrow, that's not ma'akif in your tshuva. That's not ma'akif. Tomorrow you can become a different person, just like a person could become from a Rosh Gomor, a Tzadik Gomor within a moment. There could be a situation where a person becomes a Rosh. That doesn't mean that right now you weren't a Tzadik. It doesn't mean that right now you didn't do tshuva. Yoidol of Yedea Talumos means what's going on in the Talumos of your heart at this moment. Are you sincerely committed not to be chayte now? Or is there a part in your labor, in your moyach, in your machshavis, like the Rambam says, that wouldn't mind tomorrow to revert and go back to the chet? Right now I want to have a clear slate. Right now I want tshuva. But does it mean that I'm taki committed that in a month from now I'm not going to do it again? I can't say that. Then there's something betalumois of your mayach or your lave that did not surrender the chet, that did not let go of the chet. That is ma'akiv and tshuva. That is ma'akiv and tshuva. Because the tshuva didn't go durch and durch. We all know the words of the Kotzker. Kotzker says, Pischuli kepischei shal machat, van yeftach lam kepischei shal ulam. He says, taka pischei shal machat. But a pischei shal machat is durch and durch. As the pierce through to the other end. You can't just scratch the surface. We're not going to talk about how the breadth of the hole, but the hole has to go and make a hollowness that allows space. So the Rambam is not saying that if a person is going to be chayte, then he didn't do tshuva, because you're right. There's no solution. No one's ever going to do tshuva. It's not possible to say someone's going to do tshuva. The Rambam is writing that at the moment of the tshuva, it has to be so sincere and so real and so true, that there's nothing in you, there's no fiber in your being at this moment that is capable of going back to the chet. Circumstances change, nisyonos, things come back, something happens. That's later. But right now you're in a position where you're incapable of being chet. The Meila, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gedushin. So the Gemara, but the Rambam brings the Gemara in Hilchos Gedushin l'halacha. That maybe at that moment, even if a minute later you see him be chet. It could be that at that moment, the moment when he was Mekadosh the Isha, he had the most sincere connection. Which Derech Agav teaches us another Yisrael. Teaches us another Yisrael. Because what's Pshat he had? You know that he was a Chayta. Tshuva is difficult. You have to reach it. It's not simple. Shteit in Rambam that in a moment, a person, if it's a matter of changing your personality internally, Yisrael Salanter says that it's harder to change one midah than to learn the whole Shas. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that Tshuva is also to be shown from Deis Reis. Fine. So that's maybe not ma'akim that he shouldn't be considered Tzadik Omer. Tzadik Omer is neither Lufi Maisov. But if he had a Netiyah to be Chayte, And like the Rambam writes, as Avar Vishalesh, and he did it, is Nas like a hergul. He already has a very strong netiyah to a chet. He has a strong netiyah to a chet. So Meichet tasted that in one moment it shaykh to do such a thing. Meichet tasted that within one moment it shaykh, maybe you can get a psychologist to give you an analysis and give you a report and will tell you that it's impossible for a person within a moment to so sincerely metamorphosize and change and revolutionize his whole inner mechanism that he should have become a tzaddik gomer. And you don't have to be chayshish for the kedushin. In the Teretz Rabbeisai, she's a yisod in Yiddishkeit, that tshuva doesn't mean that you have to become a different person. Tshuva is not what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, tshuva from midos is from the day Yisrael is what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says. You have to work on the midos. There's no question. But the tshuva means to return to the true you. Not to return to become. Why tshuva? What has the word tshuva fit? Tshuva means you're coming back. What if somebody was never there in the first place? What if somebody was never there? Somebody was never there. If I was never there, I'm not becoming about tshuva. I'm starting a new path. The Teretz is you're being shoved to your true self. It's not a matter of changing something. It's a matter of discovering that which is there within everyone. Within every single yid, there is a makom which is already connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a makom that's already miyuchad. It's what the Sifrei Kabbalah refer to the yechidah shebenefesh, which is yachid umiyuchad, which cannot possibly separate. Even a person chas v'shalom b'shas hashmad, who is declaring everything against Torah and against the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a part in that person. Maybe not something that they have conscious access to. But there's something in that person that is so pure and so innocent that it's a pchina of a tzadik gomor. And this explains the whole concept of Yitzume Shel Yoyim Achapev. Yikum Titzume Shel Yoyim, you did tshuva, you didn't do tshuva. On this yoyim, it's meir, that chelik of a person's neshama. That achtus, that yichud with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that inseparability from the Ribbono Shel Olam that's there in every yid b'Yerusha Aviseinu, irrespective of what they did or didn't do, what they know or don't know, that is shaken on Yom Kippur. We have to open ourselves to be receptive to it. But we don't have to create a transformation on Yom Kippur. We just have to not make kala, not destroy, and not allow the Yitzumei Shel Yoyim of Yom Kippur. So in order to be open to it, you have to make a keli, and you have to allow yourself to be sensitized. You have to sensitize your antenna to listen to that place within every one of us. But I want to share with you a story. And this is not a Yiddish Maisa, I don't know, but the message of the Maisa is what matters. They say a story about a man who is in his office and he discovers that it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day. I grew up as a child, we had tapes at home from a fellow called Yom Tov Erlich. Now he's become popularized again because Avram Fried sings it. In my humble opinion, the Mechilas Kvoy Tirosei Aroma of Rabbi Avram Fried, I think that the original is a lot better than Avram Fried. Because Yom Tov Erlich was a yid from Al Tahem. He had a chain and he sang very, very beautiful nigunim that he composed, the tunes and the words. He had a big chush. And I don't remember the tunes and I don't remember the words, but there's one song where he makes fun of Mother's Day. He makes fun of Father's Day and Mother's Day. Keep it up, aim in America. One day a year, you get together and you send your father a card and you yoitza keep it up. But here is a person in his office and he discovers that it's Mother's Day. No, it's Mother's Day. So he has to go and be Mekayim Mitzvah's Mother's Day. So he has to send flowers to his mother. So he runs out of the office and he gets into the car and he drives down to the florist. And he goes to the counter and he orders the most beautiful bouquet and he gives his credit card and he gives the address. His mother lives 200 miles down the highway and he says, I want it to be delivered today. And he writes the most wonderful card. Baruch Hashem, Tanuach Nafshi, I was Mekayim all the Mitzvos Hayoyim. And then on his way out, he sees a young girl. And the young girl is crying. And he steps down to the young girl and says, why are you crying? She says, I wanted to buy a rose for my mother. But the rose costs $2 and I only have 75 cents. So I can't buy my mother the rose. So the man says, come into the shop. and he tells her to pick the most beautiful rose, and he pays for it. She's smiling, and he feels like $1 million. And mitzvah gered is mitzvah. So he says to the girl, you know what? I'm going to drive you. I'll take you to your mother's place. You'll be able to give her the rose. So he takes her in the car. She's in the back of the car. He's in the front. And she's telling him where to drive. He says, tell me, direct me, because, you know, I'll take you to your mother's place. You'll be able to give the rose. Yeah, she takes him. She takes him. He's going out of town. He's going on a highway. He's going down a dirt road. He's wondering, where does the mother live? Where is she taking me? Finally, they go down this little path, and she says, stop over here. And he stays in the car, and she goes out behind the fence, and he looks out from his window, and he sees that she went into the cemetery, and that she put the rose down by the grave of her mother. So when he came back into the car, she came back into the car, he took her back to town. And the story goes that he went back to the florist, and he said, I want to cancel that order of flowers. I want to take the flowers myself. And he drives the 200 miles to his mother's house, and he delivers it directly. Rabbi Isai, we say in Adavim, we say Avinu Malkeinu. There's Malkeinu. There's Malkeinu, and there's a Mokum for Malkeinu. It's important to remember that Yom Kippur is also Avinu. Yom Kippur is also Avinu, and this is a Yisoyim Godel. It's especially important for younger people. We look around at the generation that we have now. Tzaddikim saw this before we see the symptoms and we begin to observe it. But it's critically important that we should understand that it has to be positive energy. It has to be positive energy. A hiskarvus to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that is intertwined with stress, and you're waiting for it to finish already. You're stressed by what's going on, and it's negative energy. Is not the avodah of our generation. Our generation should see Yom Kippur as a time which is a tremendous Pesach to reconnect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to reconnect. Your father, you didn't see your father for 20 years, so you can bang your chest, where was I for the last 20 years? That's true. And there's a makom for that in certain times. But the main thing should be right now is your opportunity. You can right now, you can connect. You can connect to your father right now. You grab it and you rejoice. You rejoice. And of course, there were always two levels of tshuva and two levels of Avedas Hashem. But the emphasis, it's always a question of emphasis. The emphasis has to be on the tremendous matana. I think this is one of the things that the Baal Shem Tov, the Talmidah, brought. There used to be the Emas Adin, and it should still be the Emas Adin. But it's not only that. It's not only a melech that's being done. It's also a father who's opening up all the shiurim, who wants to give bli shiru gvul, who's looking to connect. And that is something that we should embrace, something that we should feel positive about.